I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 30,000 people fled to Cameroon following last week's brutal attack on a border town in Nigeria. Boko Haram claimed it, as well as Monday's assault on the same town. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman, Greg Musselman.
The most recent one, where you had 60 people killed in that village of Ran up in Borno, which is northeast Nigeria, predominantly the Muslim north. You've got situations where these guys are coming in and they are just causing all havoc.
Because it's an election year, Musselman expects Boko Haram to keep the pressure on. But people are searching for hope, too. The takeaway?
I mean, this really is a spiritual battle, and I think that we have to remember to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria that God would just break in a strong way and these people that are opposing the gospel would turn their hearts towards Jesus.
And this weekend, youth leaders from all over the Near East will gather together for Catalyst training in Lebanon. This event's going to focus on providing resources and skills to people who work with high school and college-aged youth. Jane, a worker with Near East Initiatives, explains more.
So we're hoping that this time would be multifaceted, that it would be a time for some of those workers on the front lines to get away from the front line and have a time of rest and restoration, a time of being refreshed by the Spirit of God, a time of just receiving healing as well in their hearts and in their minds, as well as then being trained up in more different dimensions of youth outreach, youth work, how to reach young people in this region, in this season.
Reaching young people in this area can be difficult because of the unrest. So pray that God would strengthen these youth leaders as they head back into their work after this weekend. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.